Thank you, Madam Chair. Perhaps I can just report that South Africa has detected pepper ring spot virus recently and notified internationally on pepper ring spot virus. It is part of the Tobra virus group, of which there are three viruses. It's tobacco rattle virus, pepper ring spot virus, and P. early browning virus. And the vector is the stubby root nematode, or Paratrichodorus and Nanotrichodorus species. And I think the informal discussions that I've had since yesterday already gave me much more insight into how to deal with this pest from a certification perspective. Although I don't know whether you are aware of this virus, but there's a lot of information available on tobacco rattle virus, but not very, very limited on pepper ring spot virus. It used to be called the Brazilian strain of tobacco rattle virus, and it's only known to occur in Brazil and now for the first time in South Africa. We are not sure how it ended up in South Africa, but it might have been imported with true seed of other crops, because we do not import any conventional potatoes or seed potatoes into South Africa. We mainly source our genetic resources from Europe, and I'm sure you would have known if it's here already. So what we've done is we've embarked on testing all our genetic resources, previous ones still in gene banks, as well as new ones entering the country for pepper ring spot virus, and so far everything has tested negative. So there's still a lot of clones or varieties to be tested, but I think we can be pretty sure that it didn't come in with the genetic resources into South Africa. So yeah, we are learning as we go. It started off as being a regulated quarantine pest, and you all know the definition of a regulated quarantine pest. It's limited, it's not widely spread, it's in the process of eradication. We soon realized that as surveys were ongoing, we realized that it's quite widely spread already. But since then, we've changed the status, or the NPPO has changed the status to a regulated non-quarantine pest, meaning that it's now only regulated in potato propagation material, in other words, seed potatoes. That in itself provides a lot of challenges, because all the growers expect seed potatoes to be tested for pepper ring spot virus, and because it's a regulated pest, it has a zero tolerance. So this meeting and learning as much as I can from all the delegates here is extremely important for me to report back to South Africa on how to deal with this pest. The key take-home message that I've gained over the last today and yesterday was that when you deal with soil-borne viruses or diseases that come from the soil, for instance, mop top virus or tobacco rattle virus or pepper ring spot virus, it is basically self-eliminating. It's not such a big problem. And you should control the vectors. For mop top, it's Spongospora. For tobacco rattle, it is stubby root nematode. So, and then it's based on visual inspection. So currently, South Africa would test all the imported material or locally sourced genetic resources, and then we base our inspections on visual detection. If it is found, because it's still regulated, the entire crop and everything in the vicinity of their crop, that crop within the isolation distance, is rejected. And at the moment, there's an 8-year withholding period on that unit where it was found, which might be totally over the top. We do not know the extent of damage or quality degeneration that we will see within the processing companies or for fresh consumption. We do not know that yet, whether it's similar to tobacco rattle virus or not. I think the one thing that we are cognizant of is that we work in an environment where with relatively high temperatures compared to Europe, with cooler temperatures. Although I've also seen in the literature that it tends to, the symptoms tend to be more expressed when it is cooler. I'm not sure whether that is the experience of everyone. So at the moment, we've got a PCR test. Initially, when we discovered these symptoms, we started off with one potato from a seed crop and one potato from a commercial crop, and we saw this faint ring symptoms on the tubers. We didn't know what it was. Tested negative for all our conventional sprain-causing, like mop top, and sprain-causing viruses. In the end, we sent it for electron microscopy. It tested, we saw the rod-like structures, but we didn't know what it was. Sent it for next-generation sequencing and discovered that it is peppering spot virus. Since then, PCR testing has, diagnostic testing has been developed, so we can identify and test for it, but that is not available for high throughput. And from what I've learned now, we shouldn't test all our seed potatoes. And any amendment to our scheme is scientifically proven. Of course, you can test for peppering spot virus with PCR. It's scientifically proven. But I cannot see how it can be economically and technically justified as well. So for a country, for us to change the pest status, we would need an economic impact assessment. I think the one question that was asked earlier today is, how did you come across or come about with these tolerances that you have? My question would be, should an economic impact assessment be the only guidance on changing the pest status? Because as long as it's regulated, it's a zero tolerance for us. So can we just learn from what you've got here and report back, no, it shouldn't be treated, the effect is not as severe, or should we do an economic impact assessment and look at a few case studies to see what would the economic impact be to say that it is not justifiable economically to test everything and in the end you don't have any propagation material to plant. So any inputs or comments would be much appreciated. And then I would, out of this meeting, I would discuss the experiences from all the other countries on tobacco rattle. I would like to learn from you as much as possible as in the few days that we still are together. Thank you so much.